Vice President-elect Shelby Kim is reportedly on a personal trip to Washington, D.C. According to Reuters, Shell will spend a few days there on a low-profile private agenda, which includes packing up her belongings from her stint as Taiwan's representative in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal reports that she plans to meet with U.S. officials to discuss the policies of Taiwan's next administration. China has said it firmly opposes her visit to the U.S. in any name or under whatever pretext.
During her time as a diplomat overseas, she's made many friends in the international community. In attempting to suppress her, China is only revealing its true colors to the world. During President Tsai Ing-wen's tenure, Taiwan-U.S. relations hinged on Xiao's role as an ambassador. In the future, after Lai Ching-te is sworn in on May 20th, Xiao will take on an even more critical role.
Back in 2020, the DPP's Lai Ching-te had also made a low-key visit to Washington shortly after being elected vice president. Lai had attended the 68th National Prayer Breakfast and shared a stage with then-U.S. President Donald Trump. His visit back then had also sparked strong protest from Beijing. Top politicians turned out for the General Chamber of Commerce's Spring Festival banquet on Tuesday. President Tsai Ing-wen, Premier Chen Jianren, and former Legislative Speaker Wang Jingping of the opposition KMT made a rare joint appearance. In her address to the chamber, President Tsai touted her efforts to promote free trade. She also called on employers to raise wages and benefits.
At the General Chamber of Commerce's Spring Festival banquet, some 650 professionals turned out. In her speech at the event, President Tsai Ing-wen emphasized her efforts to promote free trade so that Taiwan industry can go global. She called on companies to improve wages and benefits for employees.
I would like to take this occasion to ask industry leaders to support our minimum wage hike policy by increasing wages and benefits for employees. Doing so can help with talent retention and stabilize business operations. In this upcoming year, let us continue to work together to overcome challenges and reach new heights for Taiwan's economy.
Speaking on Taiwan's net zero transition and global inflation, Tsai said her government was fully prepared to tackle these challenges. As for Tsai Power's financial losses, the Electricity Price Review Committee is expected to decide on April rates this week. Sources say the executive yuan plans to subsidize rates by 150 billion NT, but business leaders say the amount needs to be higher.
Although there is a plan for making adjustments, Tsai Power won't be making a profit straight away. So there's also that period of time you have to consider. Tsai Power has more than 300 billion NT in debt. Unless you provide 200 billion NT, it will have a hard time getting by. The executive yuan is still calculating how much it can allocate to the subsidy program. Also to be considered are issues related to resource distribution. So it's true that no conclusion was reached today.
Present at the banquet were Premier Chen Jianren, Presidential Office Secretary General Lin Jialong, and former Legislative Speaker Wang Jingping in a rare joint appearance. There was also Legislative Speaker Han Guoyu, who arrived after group photos were taken.
NASA sent two research aircraft over the skies of Taiwan on Wednesday as part of an Asia air quality study. One aircraft, the DC-8, dropped to just 15 meters above ground when flying over Tainan and Jiayi. The sight was a thrill for aviation fans who flocked to the south to take photos. One ardent fan even took the high-speed rail from Hsinchu to capture the event.
I came down this morning from Hsinchu on the high-speed rail, and then I rented a scooter. This is such a rare event, and the aircraft flew at quite a low altitude. It was really something. Because the aircraft is so old, its condition is problematic. That's why two of its flights were cancelled previously. Today was its last flight before decommissioning. It had to be near the airport before it could drop its altitude. Right next to the airport, it could drop to a lower altitude to take very clear pictures. crashes. The plane is equipped with precise instruments that require low altitudes to take accurate measurements. When it's flying high, the air quality measurements are completely different from those taken on the ground.
NASA's DC-8 research aircraft flew between Tainan and Pingdong on Wednesday, measuring changes in air quality. Its data will be used to study the effects of atmospheric circulation, pollutants, and topography on air quality. Also on Wednesday, NASA's second aircraft, the G-3, flew at a higher altitude over southwestern Taiwan. Do you know which region in Taiwan is the most electric? A report by a weather risk firm shows that in 2023, you were most likely to see lightning strike in Jiayi City. The city saw 167 lightning strikes per square kilometer last year. We spoke to a climate expert in Jiayi to find out the science of why the southern city attracts thunder and lightning. And we spoke to a local religious representative to hear what lightning traditionally means for those working on the land.
An inky sky is lit up by a series of flashes. It's a common sight in Jiayi City.
It's mainly because of the geography. Jiayi City sits at the foot of both the Alishan Range and Yushan. The southwest monsoon rain brings in a lot of air moisture. When it hits the mountains, it creates a thermodynamic effect.
A weather risk analysis firm has collected data from lightning monitoring stations. A staggering 10.5 million lightning strikes hit Taiwan last year. If we look at the density of lightning strikes per square kilometer, we see lightning was most likely to strike Jiayi City, with 167 strikes per square kilometer in 2023. Next was Taipei City at 110 strikes per square kilometer, then Hsinchu City at 96, Jiayi County at 92, and Yunlin County at 86. Lightning is a very frequent visitor at midday in summertime in Jiayi, where convection currents are most common and create the special effects.
Mountain regions tend to heat up after midday, which leads them to produce afternoon convection cells. They form and then spread out into the flat land, and Jiayi City is in the perfect place to get hit by them.
In September, the frequent lightning strikes in Jiayi even damaged electrical equipment at Lantan Reservoir, including environmental monitoring systems, and cut off a musical fountain show. As you would expect of such an electric area, Jiayi has its own important lightning god. Lei Gong Temple in Dongshi Township is dedicated to the Duke of Thunder. Lightning is important for local farming communities.
The lightning season begins in March and continues until fall, more or less. Jiayi is a great farming county, and farms need lightning to wake up all living things on Earth.
As an old saying goes, every living being comes back to life when the spring thunder rumbles. A lightning storm heralds the return of spring for farmers here. Now, news of their exceptional electricity is making rumbles around the country.
Flower lovers, take note. The 2024 Taipei Rose Show is back in action in Taipei Xingsheng Park. The festival features over 800 varieties and more than 5,000 roses from around the world. On weekends, there will also be a series of activities and food trucks at the venue. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang takes us in for a look.
There are roses in a variety of colors, like red, orange, pink, and white. Many visitors brought their cameras and paintbrushes to take photos and paint the beautiful roses.
Each flower has a different appearance, and when drawn on the canvas, you can highlight the differences. The rose garden here is very beautiful. There are many varieties, and the shape of the flowers is very beautiful. If you take pictures of flowers with a little oblique backlight, the flowers will appear more three-dimensional.
This year's Taipei Rose Festival features a total of 6 exhibition areas with more than 800 varieties and 5,000 potted roses. Visitors can enjoy live music as they stroll through the garden. The Taipei Rose Garden is the only rose garden in Taipei that grows roses year-round. You can enjoy the different styles of roses in all 4 seasons.
The main characteristic exhibition area of Taipei Rose Garden is the Sea of Flowers area. The Sea of Flowers area mainly contains classical roses that existed before 1867. These are rarely planted internationally or here in Taiwan. The Taipei Rose Garden is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Roses are a temperate plant, so its best flowering period is usually around November to May every year. We estimate that the best flowering period at our Taipei Rose Festival is around mid to late March. This year, the Taipei Rose Festival will provide food trucks during the weekend, flower-related vendors, and also shuttle buses at Yuanshan MRT station.
During the festival period, a series of activities and food trucks will be at the venue. The Taipei Rose Festival will be held till March 31st at Xingshan Park in Taipei. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang and Hu Chong'en in Taipei.
Taiwan shares broke past 20,000 points in Wednesday's trading session, led by tech shares. TSMC shares soared 15 NT right after opening, with MediaTek and Honghai also surging. But after hitting a new high of 20,112 points, the market stumbled on profit-taking, falling below the 20,000-point mark. The day ended with a modest gain of 13 points at 19,928, and analysts warn that many small and mid-cap shares have started to trend down, so investors should beware of chasing highs.
NVIDIA and TSMC American Depository receipts soared on Tuesday, driving momentum on Wall Street. On Wednesday, Taiwan shares made gains led by TSMC, which opened up 15 NT and hit an intraday high of 785 NT. Honghai, MediaTek, and United Microelectronics also soared, lifting the TAIEX past the 20,000-point mark. Taiwan shares peaked at 20,112 points, pushing total market value past 63 trillion NT, a record high. But the surge set off panic selling, sending the market below 20,000 points once again, with total fluctuation exceeding 220 points.
Many small and mid-cap stocks have begun trending down and have weakened significantly. We saw the situation today. What this means is that investors have become increasingly cautious amid the current trends, and they think it's a good moment to cash in. But the market still managed to close higher because key stocks are propping it up.
The recent rally on Wall Street and in exchange-traded funds has driven up both lagging and high-yield stocks. In addition, interest in artificial intelligence has set off an investment craze. As the TAIEX repeatedly breaks past the 20,000-point barrier, the question is arising. Are Taiwan shares set to hit new highs?
Investor sentiment is overly optimistic. For instance, maintenance margins have seen a significant increase and have reached high rates. That is a warning sign. There could be short-term opportunities for lagging stocks that are catching up, or for companies announcing dividends in high-dividend stocks. But over the short term, you have to watch out for the pullback from an overheating market.
The analyst says the index could reach new highs in the short term, but investors should be wary of overheating. He said that eventually all stock prices return to the fundamentals.
A frenzy for ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, is taking hold in Taiwan. The prospect of high dividends and low buy-in prices has attracted many investors. Recently, UniPresident Asset Management launched the 00939 ETF, pricing it at 15 NT per share. Even cheaper is the 00940 ETF, which Yuanda Funds will launch on April 1st at 10 NT per share. The latter fund has reportedly raised more than 170 billion NT in subscriptions, although Yuanda Funds says the figure is not official.
During a lull at work, she studies a catalog of financial products, preparing to go on a shopping spree. Amid an ETF craze, Yuanda Fund's 00940 ETF is set to hit the market on April 1st. Investors are in a frenzy to buy in.
It's very appealing because 10 NT is really not a lot. I have a friend who sold off Quanta shares for 1 million NT so he could play around with ETFs.
Investors are flocking to buy the ETF, which comes with the prospect of high dividends and monthly payouts for the low price of just 10 NT per share. The ETF reportedly raised 170 billion NT in subscriptions in just 3 days. In a statement, E-Sun Securities said that, due to high demand for the 00940, it would no longer accept new subscriptions to ensure that existing buyers could make inquiries and payments. In a rare move, Yuanda Funds also released a statement, saying that rumors regarding sales did not contain official figures. It stressed that Yuanda Funds had not provided financial advice to any individual investors. It said potential buyers should fully understand the product's features and evaluate their risk tolerance before making a financial decision.
Of course, if everyone is going crazy buying ETFs, it could lead to a crowding out. If active funds, individual investors, and institutional investors shift their assets in that direction, it could bring about changes to the ecosystem of Taiwan's stock market.
Previously, Uni President Asset Management launched the 00939 ETF, pricing it at 15 NT per share. Its low price also caused a sensation in Taiwan. Amid concerns of irrational buying triggered by high-yield ETFs, the Financial Supervisory Commission is reportedly planning measures to cool the market. The FSC may conduct financial inspections on ETFs to remind investors to be sensible when managing their finances.
A new immigrant from the U.S. is raising awareness of self-defense skills in Taiwan. Robert Wayne Hipple Jr. grew up in the U.S., inspired by martial arts movies from Hong Kong and Taiwan. Along with his wife, he now teaches self-defense classes to all comers. They hope to teach people how to get away safely from a dangerous encounter.
Hey man, how's it going?
Early morning on a cold winter's day, and students are already hard at work in the gym. But this is no ordinary fitness class. It's a self-defense class.
No problem for her. I have two arms on the head control. Of course, I can move her body around. And if you're in the unfortunate event of dealing with someone who has a lot of Thai boxing background, they're just going to toss you around and knee you and keep doing this.
The coach demonstrates a dangerous situation that might occur and teaches students how to escape.
So instead of going in, why be in? Go outside.
Go outside.
Oh. American immigrant Robert Wayne Hipple Jr. has lived in Taiwan for 12 years. His day job is in technology, but martial arts and self-defense are a passion he's nurtured since childhood.
We used to watch old, as silly as it sounds, old martial arts films from from out of Hong Kong and such, and I think a few from Taiwan as well. And of course, as a young person, you find that quite interesting and exciting. And through that led to, reading books on the subject and then joining classes as well that were available in our small town.
Hipple loves sports and fitness and studied boxing and judo for many years. He's gradually developed a combination of sports and self-defense techniques. When he first arrived in Taiwan, he taught free classes at Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. A violent crime is not a big problem in Taiwan, and Hipple is impressed by the warm and good-naturedness of the Taiwanese. Even so, he believes self-defense skills have universal value.
Will you likely ever need to use a skill in your lifetime? Honestly, I hope not. But it's those few times where something happens, unfortunately, that we need it, and we are so happy when we have it.
Hipple's wife, Peggy, is his best sparring partner. She's been studying self-defense for 10 years and is a vital demo assistant in class.
We've had couples come to the class together before. They're hoping that the wife or the girlfriend will know how to protect herself when she's alone. It's the same for Robert, actually. So he's quite strict on me in class, but within a range that is okay for me.
She's one tough young lady, so she's, if I had to say, I'm probably more afraid of her than she is of me.
The two have a tight rapport and see self-defense the same way. As a pair, they will continue to spread self-defense skills and understanding for many years to come.
A powerful cold front is sweeping south, and it has brought out beautiful surprises in the natural landscape. At Taichung's Wuling Farm, sub-freezing temperatures created a crystal wonderland Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, on Nantou's Dalun Mountain, a sea of clouds formed around an iconic local landmark.
A wisteria garden glistens like a crystal. Its purple flowers are encased in ice, and they shimmer bright under the sun. Ice is also formed on the plum blossoms, making their yellow stamens especially striking.
When I got up this morning, it was minus 0.6 degrees. We saw a landscape that was like a crystal palace, and another that was like a dream catcher. They were both stunning.
Early morning Wednesday at Wuling Farm, temperatures plunged to minus 0.6 degrees Celsius, transforming the gardens into a crystal palace. Not only did ice form over flower petals, it also created a delicate web that resembled a dream catcher. Overhead, tiny icicles hung from the cables like lanterns.
To keep the water pipes from freezing, we turned them on in the wisteria garden last night. Due to the effects of radiative cooling, ice was able to form this morning.
With a cold front upon us, surprises were also in store at Nantou's Dalun Mountain. At high altitudes, white clouds and mist stacked up in layers, creating a magnificent sea of clouds. Even the Xiaobantian Bridge was engulfed.
It's spectacular. The swirling mist makes you feel like you're in a fairyland.
Meanwhile, the mountain's ginkgo trees have woken from dormancy, sprouting emerald green leaves.
There's been more moisture these days. Here on Dalun Mountain, our ginkgo trees are starting to bud, about 15 days earlier than last year.
The cold front is moving moisture southward, creating sharp temperature swings between day and night. That's brought out the stunning natural beauty of the high mountains. Surrounded by a sea of clouds, ginkgo leaves are emerging from the bud, announcing the advent of spring.